Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Happy Valentine's Day to all who celebrate.
Happy V-Day.
Happy V-Day. Happy Madam Web Day.
To those who observe, it's Madam Web Day.
It's going down.
It's going the fuck down at AMC, where Madam Web has taken over the theaters. I'll be watching tonight.
Madam Web is kind of casting her spell across this great, this weary nation. Madam Web is galvanizing the girls and the gays.
In moments of like...
Did one of these dogs fart?
I think so. One of the dogs just unleashed like a sausage fart.
It was unholy.
It certainly wasn't well. Oh my God. It is a cabbage fart. That's mango. Tony will fart audibly.
He doesn't fart that much though.
Tony farts audibly, like toots, but no smell ever happens.
That's an old man fart.
That is. It's also Mango's birthday.
Today is my baby's birthday. He's 8 years old. Born in Modesto, California.
Happy birthday to the one out here really doing the damn thing.
He
Mango.
Really is like a Central Valley baby, you know?
Yeah, they're both Valley boys.
They are. They're
well, he's Central.
He's...
I knew a girl from Modesto that came to my boarding school. And now that I'm remembering her, I do feel that maybe Mango and her share a similar energy. She was worse, but...
Chill?
She was unchill. Mm. But it really made me, like, going to a school where it's, like, lots of different people from towns in California yeah. go, you start to just make up what the towns are like based on how the people that arrive
yeah.
are.
I think it's good that Simon extracted him from Modesto.
Definitely.
Modesto also makes me think of, like, Lacey Peterson.
Was that where they were?
Or, like, Fresno or one of those no's.
California towns that end in O are really not.
California is pretty.
If you think about it, really think about it hard. Vallejo, San Luis Obispo, Modesto, Fresno, all cursed. San Bernardino.
Valeria. What's the Golden State Killer? Sicario. But Madam Web is sure to make a dent in our culture. She already has.
We need moments like this to come together over something that critics are calling... That's the air purifier.
Oh, okay.
It sensed the fart and it's clearing it out.
Critics are hailing it as the greatest film of our year so far.
They are calling Madam Web a, quote, Chernobyl-level disaster.
Someone... I read a review that was like, this is what happens when you can tell really smart people just like...
Weren't in the mix.
Were in the mix, but maybe we're like led astray.
That's generous. Very generous.
My favorite
That's
is
incredibly generous. Someone tweeted the writers of Madame Web, like all the projects that they've worked on collectively over the past
Morbius.
Years. Truly,
I saw Morbius.
The way that some people are out here booking and being employed and probably making hand over fist amounts of money writing Morbius and Madame Web is honestly enough to debt.
I honestly, though, respect.
I respect the hustle of being a truly piece of shit writer who makes tons of money. There are many of them. You have no choice but to respect them.
I stand.
They must own multiple houses and cars.
I see that
they're out here literally shitting on a page and turning it in to like an office worker, an exec of some sort, and it gets a stamp of approval and then it gets made.
I saw in this that the movie has been in development for a while, like since maybe pre-COVID.
They couldn't crack the web.
But it's funny to me that Sydney Sweeney is a supporting role, because I feel like if the project had been greenlit now, she would be Miss Web herself.
I believe that her character is meant to have like a bigger role in the sequel, but we'll see. We'll see if the Morbius writers are available to drum up a sequel, to scrape a sequel out of their toilet bowls.
Is this
and paint the pages.
Is she Marvel?
It's, who knows?
So that means she's an Avenger now. Miss Webb.
And we don't know.
What is the power? She like can, she's clairvoyant?
Don't ask me. Apparently the real Madame Webb, the true Mademoiselle Webb was...
This shocked me.
I know. Because we were looking into it this weekend, and the real Madame Web, the OG, was an elderly woman who was blind.
That would have been cool.
You could have cast, like, you said June Squibb. I would Shirley fully MacLaine. Watch that. Shirley MacLaine.
Ellen Burstyn.
Annette Bening. Ellen Burstyn. She's a little creepy.
Ellen Burstyn?
After Requiem for a Dream, I've never been able to see her in the same way ever again.
I fucking love her.
I mean, I love her, but she scared the living daylights out of me. It was too real.
It was too good.
It was too good or too real.
Sometimes people are so good in their performance that you never can look.
That it changes you on a molecular level.
But
and
also,
for me, I can't even look at her.
I can't really. I'm still reeling from what they've made her do in The Exorcist Believer.
Where that they, was
they literally
elder,
blind
that's elder
her.
Abuse.
And she was blind in that. She could easily just transition smoothly.
They love to take like an elderly woman and the only chance they have at like doing the job that they grew up doing and like booking a job is to like humiliate themselves in like a horror reboot.
But Madame Web, I'm tickled. I'm tickled by the press junket that Dakota did where she seemed pretty unenthusiastic about, which is her normal state, but
I love it. I love when she goes, I didn't even know if it was going to be good.
I like when some gay...
She went a bit rogue.
She's always going a little rogue.
She's a little bit rogue.
This gay was interviewing her in a press junket and was like, did you know that you went viral for like a very like specific line in the trailer? And she went, yeah, someone showed me this.
Why? She goes, what was it? Why?
And it was the thing about, my mom worked with him when she was researching spiders in the Amazon. And she goes, why did that go viral? And he basically was, he didn't say it, but
he's trying to tell her gazed. In like kind terms that like she's now a camp gay icon.
And she goes,
and the gays both respect her, but also are eviscerating her. And that's what it truly means to ascend. But,
and she went, what a silly thing. And I was like,
that made her even more cunt to me.
Well, I respect her for being,
I think it's a bit. Her humorlessness.
She's to me the best case Nepo baby. She's unimpressed by Hollywood, but she's like, I just should because I'm three generations deep in Hollywood.
I'm sexy.
I grew up with only famous parents, including Antonio Banderas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hot. I have bangs and I'm people.
People love me.
People love me. And she does cool shit. I respect her. I think she's, if you're going to be a Nepo baby, be her.
I like her because she, at her heart, I think is not a commercial actress whatsoever. Like her best roles are always in lesser known movies or like less popular. I guess like Suspiria is popular, but that's like also a gay classic.
It was still an indie movie.
But she's good in those. And when like a director makes her his muse or her muse.
Luca.
They got our asses again.
God.
It was DHL last time. It was DHL this time. I literally thought it was like Dakota Johnson's team coming to like slit our throats.
I think the only one who can really humble her is Gwyneth.
But I think they're besties.
Apple?
Apple is the only one that can truly humble her.
Because they're sort of the same.
Because that is the newest, younger Nepo baby.
And also, Apple is the third generation.
She is Dakota's.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Why don't you think about that?
Why don't you think about that?
Shove it up your pipe and smoke it.
But I'm excited to see
Ms. Webb.
Madam weave her webs.
At first, I thought it was Webb with two B's.
It's not?
Mm-mm. It's just Webb, I'm sure.
That's Mandela effect, because I truly have been thinking this whole time that it's Webb with two B's.
Mm-hmm. I posted a video of myself that I deleted because I was like, this might be too niche, where I pretended to be someone getting a call and they're also named Madam Webb. Got the wrong web.
Kristen Stewart's Rolling Stone cover.
Oh, I saw it. So hot.
It's the year of the Les. The year of the Les has begun.
She's like, finger yourself in her jockstrap.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love it.
It's hot.
I'm so excited for that movie.
Me too.
I think it's my most looked forward to movie of the spring.
Of Q1. When does it come out?
I think next month.
Okay. Not soon enough.
Like, I can't think of anything like, what a great concept. A female bodybuilder.
Yeah.
In like a Nevada town.
Done.
This is what we need. Done.
I love her.
Stewart.
I need more.
She's an incredible actress.
She would have been good in True Detective Night Country. If she was Jodie's character and it was two young cops in Ennis. And she was a whore, the whore of the town.
She has Jodie energy, obviously, for obvious reasons.
But like, I think maybe it should have been two younger cops that just get like thrown to Ennis because they're like, meh.
I like that it's an older, like a middle-aged woman. I'm fine with that. I just wish it was like...
I just don't think she's unlikable enough.
She's too sweet.
She's a sweetie.
She is.
She kind of has a Katie Maloney haircut grown out.
Jodie is, every role she plays, she's like a straight A student.
Mm-hmm.
Because she literally like went, she was, she like went to Yale and this speaks like multiple languages, I think. But like, she's like wholesome, you know?
She's too good to be bad.
Yeah, I've never seen her play, other than in Elysium, play a villain. I've never seen her play a villain.
Wait, did you see, I was like going to turn on my safety show, Marvelous is Mrs. Maisel, the other day, and Amazon is now charging to go ad-free. They're saying, if you want to not see ads on Prime Video, you have to pay $2.99 a month.
Really?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
This happened like a few days ago. I got the alert. I'm furious.
Because I know there's like Freevee, which is like you can watch any movie on that, but there's ads.
I don't fuck with ads, but like, what the fuck? You mean to tell me that you're going to charge $150 a year and be giving this thing away? Like, set the precedent that like, this is what it is. Like, you've always gotten this, and then you're going to say,
Sorry, bitch.
We actually are going to need $2.99 more if you don't want to be trolled. Like, fuck you.
Amazon,
like, has... Go fuck yourself.
They don't need the money.
No.
They have too much money. Give us this... We need one thing.
Or just, like, grandfather people in. Be like, everyone new that's now not a Prime member, you have to pay. But everyone that's been a fucking Prime member, you don't.
Yeah.
I was like, bald daddy, he made me mad that day. Well, I've given him a lot of grace.
No, I know you
I've
have.
I've given him many shreds
of
grace.
They just like wheeled this out overnight, kind of.
They just were, one day I opened it up and it was that day, it was like, Sunday, and it like said that.
I don't like the, like, that is also like gaslighting.
That's crazy.
It's like, no, we were always like this.
It's insane behavior.
Overnight changes, you, like you said, you have to really, like, we're all so fragile right now. It's like whenever Instagram or whatever would change their, like, you know, like overnight they would change. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, we need time to process these things.
You're going to have to soft shoe.
We are a very fragile society right now. And we've all, like, we've all been through so much. And, you know, you can't expect us to just overnight adapt to paying fucking Amazon fees.
So you're going to charge me $36 a year to not see your bullshit ads when, yeah, I've already been a Prime customer,
yeah,
for years.
They heard you ask that question and said, fuck yourself.
They said, fuck yeah, we are, bitch. And fuck, you'll, yeah, do it too.
And you'll do it. And, you'll...
and they know I fucking will. God damn it.
That's the thing with these big...
They're drunk with power. People who are drunk with power right now need to get taken down a notch or two.
Bezos and his, and Ms. Sanchez just moved to Florida to avoid taxes or whatever. Like, they're, you know, they're just, you know what, he also just dumped like $4 billion
worth of stock.
Something's happening.
I don't like it one
they're getting
bit.
Out. I'm telling you, it's beginning. The bunkers are opening and the rich, they're going to their escape hatches soon.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I just know that
but the rich are just getting, they're getting richer, and they want to make us pay more.
I know. There's only one way to move forward if you really want to stick it to them, and that's to divest and go full monk mode.
Or just sing Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, the ultimate American song. It is.
Yeah.
It's a timeless tune that's the most bipartisan thing we can imagine.
It could bring everyone together.
It can. And it's like how true it is 30 years later, right? You're in a fast car. I got a job. I got a ton of hair. Everyone's just trying to get by. You know what I mean?
True. A performance artist auctioned off his skin for seven figures.
His whole skin?
All his flesh a person bought. And then once he dies, like before he dies, there will be 12 photos. He was selling it in 12 portions. 12 photos will be taken of the flesh as like a placeholder for the art collector. Then once he dies, I guess he'll be skinned, and then the flesh will be given to the person that bought it.
Is this an old man or an old man or woman? Or,
it's an older man, I believe.
Okay. So are they looking to die soon?
No, I think it's just like preemptively...
Like an organ donor kind of thing.
It's not really organ donation. It's more of like... A fire sale.
Damn.
I'm interested in that.
So like you're gonna, it's almost like taxidermy, like mount me on your wall.
I don't know what happens to the flesh, like if it gets pinned or mounted in some way, or you get like a dried out boxes of flesh. But I'm like, this feels radical and I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into selling my body off for parts while I'm still alive and making money and knowing that when I'm dead, someone will have like my baby toe.
It's a little kinky.
Yeah.
That guy, whoever's buying it, or lady or them, is a freak. No?
Or they're really into this artist and they just are like,
I want your
flesh.
There's
a flesh head.
It's a little Texas Chainsaw Ed Gein making a lampshade out of someone's skin.
It is.
Maybe they want to wear it.
I don't know, like, what form it comes in.
In my, like, darkest vision right now, it's just a full, like, skin suit with, like, eye hole, empty eye sockets. And
it was going to be up for auction, but then a collector bought every lot in advance. He was going to... Oh, he was just selling his tattooed tissue. That's nice. So not even all the flesh, just the tattoos.
Oh.
I'd sell a toe.
Yeah.
I'd sell fingies and a toe. I'd sell all my toes and fingers.
After you die.
Well, yeah, after I die.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be cremated anyway, so like...
Give it away.
Yeah.
Give it away, give it away, give it away.
I'd sell my head, I guess, but I need to know the person that's... No, actually, I wouldn't sell my head.
I'd sell an eyeball. Just have my eyeball preserved. I want my eyeball kind of like bobbing around.
You know,
in like
what
a,
you would
a,
sell
a
your
tank.
Eyeball in the form of
what
is the meme of Karlie Kloss going to the Met Gala.
But then
your eye has to be mounted in the compact case.
Or just have my eye kind of like lava lamp style, just bobbing around and like.
We could co-sell our eyeballs in lava lamp form and make more money.
To people on Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look forward to that. That's the future of podcasting. The co-hosts sell their...
Sell off your body and your flesh.
To the highest bidder.
Mm-hmm.
That's very Cronenberg.
Cool. It's radical. It's making me think about all the possibilities.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always fascinated about like body preservation. Like, isn't Lenin... the communist leader like preserved or something in Russia?
I don't know.
It's always, you've seen those where it's like a little girl preserved or something and she's like
yeah,
it's freaky.
I don't love like fetuses preserved in jars.
Oh no, no, not that.
And I don't like heads like Silence of the Lambs style, but like I think like a toe, like if you want the toe you can have the toe.
Freeze
like
my
if you
toe.
Wanted my foot, my big old honker, to just remember some size 1142s, by all means.
You want to cryogenically freeze your foot?
I want at least six figures, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a foot?
Mm-hmm.
100%. Upwards. Like, upper six figures.
I feel like this artist, like, I didn't know who he was, and he's getting seven figures from, like, a big old collector. We got to get Simon... to make some art world connections for us.
Yeah.
And then we can get to work on like our lava lamp idea and my foot idea. And we can just make some plans and monetize.
Yeah. Let's strategize.
The cast of VPR should honestly be doing this. Tom Sandoval should be doing this to ensure a financially sound future.
Because right now it's not looking too...
Like, I'm not worried about Ariana. I think she's fine. But I'm, like, worried for Tom Sandoval.
We'll get to it.
Okay. You want to get to it now?
Is there another story you want to talk about? I sent a little docket.
Yeah, I was looking.
Oh.
I think we could get to it.
Okay. One thing I saw is that Meghan Markle has landed another podcast deal. And I congratulate... I'm like, I can't help but stan another...
Getting a huge advance and flopping.
And then getting
another
one.
Truly dropping the ball and having like your boss essentially say like, you're a con artist. And then immediately getting another deal.
I cannot help but appreciate her.
It's much like the Madame Web writers. Mm-hmm. You have to admire the hustle.
I admire the Duchess. She has a new bob.
She's a bob. She has a new website where they're using...
The Tig is back?
No, it's their website.
Okay.
But they're using their royal names and people are not happy about it.
Well, their kids are officially now going by Prince and Princess.
Yeah, and they're going back to Duke and Duchess. They said, fuck you, Queen. You're dead.
That's pretty
chic. We do what we want.
To have...
That's a very Countess Luann vibes.
It's chic to have a prince, because they're official Prince and Princess now, because King Charles, like...
He said that's okay.
Scepter.
Okay.
I just love these American-born royals.
Do they have to be called Prince by, like, their preschool teachers?
I think it's their official title. Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet of Montecito.
That's wild.
It's wild to me. It's so cool. That is cunt. I think it is.
I think it's end days.
Something can be end days and cunt at the same time.
Yeah, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also cursed.
But yeah, my whole thing is, like...
Haven't we had enough of them?
We have had enough, but I'm also like, listen, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You didn't want to be royals. That's fine. You went through hell. Like, but now you also want to be royals again. So it's like...
They should just go back. What's the big harm?
He's going to...
He's
about to croak. Anyway.
Will's going
to
cut Harry off. So I heard the second that he gets the power, he said, no more money for you.
I'm still...
That's kind of cool.
I'm still a Kate truther. I want to like get to the bottom of what really happened to her.
What she went to hospital for, or if she even really went there.
Or she was like sent to the booby hatch for like 2 weeks.
Methinks we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Okay,
so let's get into the reason for the season. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy, Unique Podcast.
Floating Eyeballs, Pump Heads.
Pump Heads. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. So this to be continued was a real reach, we'll say.
Oh my God, I forgot that it was a cliffhanger last episode.
Because the to be continued literally lasted 2 minutes. It was just Sandoval.
It was someone closed a door and then someone else walked over.
Mm-hmm.
Sandoval's 41st birthday party filled to the brim with randos is still going.
I'm still haunted by Brett.
Who's that?
The one who went up to James and was like, the friend group is divided and Katie has obviously banished me from like our reality. And James was like, who are you?
I'm haunted by a house full of people that I don't recognize on a show that I've watched for 10 years where I've never had that experience before.
It's pretty jarring.
It's crazy.
Schwartz comes over and Sandoval's like, man, James really like put me on blast, man. Demanded an apology for the ultimate betrayal. And then I said, well, what about you? What you did? And then Schwartz immediately goes, oh, no. Why did you do that?
Because you should have said yes. Telling him he should have just been like, I'm sorry. Maya's body language.
Maya?
The dog.
Oh.
Sitting next to Schwartz. She's in freeze mode. She's been through,
I'm sending my love.
She's been through fucking hell.
This was the first time I've ever heard Schwartz say something where I went, he's right.
He's trying.
He is trying.
He's having a reckoning in like a very Schwartzian way.
Dare I say later in the episode, I was kind of like, this is sad to watch.
Yeah, but it's also like kind of fun.
No, it's so satisfying.
I mean, here's the deal. Tom Sandoval is the most compelling person on this show right now.
Mm.
Like, he's giving us the most cringe.
Mm-hmm.
He's totally delusional.
Yes.
And
villain.
He's the villain. Therefore, and no one's matching that energy in any way. Like, this is not historically a show about people like bettering themselves and like rising above tragedy. This is a show about people being at their lowest lows and being like delusionally committed to a life of hell. And he is giving that. And I'm eating it up. And all I want to watch is Tom Sandoval in a hell of his own making.
And we cut on over to emo night.
What is emo music?
What is emo music?
Like, I don't know what it is either. Like, I'm like in the camp of Lala where I don't know.
Oh.
Like, what's an emo band?
Like Senses Fail.
Never heard of
Taking
it.
Taking Back Sunday.
Okay, I know that band.
Fall Out Boy when they were like first starting out.
So bands that are like, oh, I can't.
Yeah. Coheed and Cambria. Warp Tour. I used to go to Warp Tour.
Warp Tour is emo?
Yeah.
I thought that was like Fred Durst.
No, that's like Ozfest or whatever. Like, Warped Tour is like...
I think I was in boarding school when emo music really hit the scene, and then I just missed it because I was gone for 2 years.
You were
and
like in a fallout shelter.
I didn't know like what culturally was going on, and then emo was a thing, and then I was just like, it's 2003. Like, I barely... Like, I have been off the fucking radar.
I was really into MySpace, so I was very emo, and I would go into Philly and go to concerts.
My sister loved Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah, well, she's my age, right? She's 34.
She's... 34.
Yeah, so we're in the same camp. Like, that was very much like my age group. You might...
That was kids.
You were like into... I missed stuff that you were probably into, like, because you were in high school and I was in middle school. So I think it's just, it's really like, it's like a really short window where it's like 3 years means a lot with emo music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I was just gone.
You were also off the grid, you know?
I was off the grid.
But I would go to Warped Tour. Like, I would go mosh and like, crowd surf. I crowd surfed.
And you'd go, oh, yeah.
I didn't really like that music as much as I liked screamo.
And screamo is the same thing as emo, but it's just not, screaming.
Emo's a little more like melodic. I mean, there's melodic screamo and melodic metal, which is also really good, but screamo's a little darker and more heavy. And then there's bands that mix that, like Alexis on Fire, which is screamo and emo, where they would sing and have a screamer.
Like Sheena's Good as Gold cover.
Yeah, but like...
But real.
Yeah, but real. But like, I would go to like basements in church basements and like mosh in
Sperry's.
Okay. But I didn't
East Coast
dress emo.
Style.
Because my mom wouldn't.
You were prep. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
your
one
mom
time
would literally be like, absolutely not if you tried to dress emo.
Well, one time I went to Warped Tour with my two girlfriends who were also Olivia and Alana. Olivia, shout out. She listens. And they brought me to my first Warped Tour. And I was so excited waiting for Olivia's mom to pick us up, to pick me up. And I was waiting with jeans and a really tight band tee that I found.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked
like skin tight.
Skinny jeans, skin tight. Like I looked.
You looked pretty gay.
And my mom, I was about to leave and she went, what's this? I said, I'm going to Warped Tour. And she goes, not like that. You need to change right now.
Dorothy brought the hammer down.
So I had to change. She goes, you're not allowed out of the house like
that. She
said,
not my son.
She was not ready yet.
I'm obsessed with that.
She said,
how old are you? 15?
16. You know what she's, I mean,
mother's boy.
This is an iconic line. My mom is a very, as we know, is a very compassionate, amazing person.
Oh, she's a queen.
But she said,
but she's also not going to let her son go out like that.
She said, you look like an extra on Will and Grace. Which is such a good,
she read you to,
she read me
filth.
To fucking filth.
Sure, she was all about reading you to filth when you were a teenager.
She was like low key like a comedy writer.
Yeah,
she's a funny fucking
person.
She's
a really, really amazing lady.
And honestly, she was right.
She was right.
And I looked at myself in the mirror and I said,
damn it,
you
needed mother's touch.
Mm-hmm. So I had to go put on like a normal outfit, shorts.
All that. She's looking out for you.
But Warped Tour was fucking fun, but it was disgusting.
Where was it? In a field?
No, it was in the Tweeter Center parking, the old Tweeter Center in Camden on the waterfront where they would do like Dave Matthews concerts in the parking lot. So it was like
an asphalt
tour. Hot tar, like black tar, steaming hot, like in the dead of August.
It was like Fuck Yeah Fest when they used to do that here.
And they had a Monster energy drink bar where they just handed out free Monster. And I would, but I was going to see Circus Survive, which was my band in Philly. My favorite. I was a deadhead for them.
Okay.
I had a crush on the lead singer.
You hit the road. You toured.
I did. And they like knew me. The bass player knew me.
I love that.
And he pointed to me once.
Cute.
So I was a little emo kid.
Have you ever been to emo night in LA?
No. Do you see how many people were there?
Too many.
I was like, is there like 1,000 people at emo night? Like, this is the biggest crowd I've ever seen in my life.
The biggest crowd I've ever seen in years.
No, emo is like, you cannot anymore. Do you know what I mean? Once you're in college, it's no.
Are the Killers emo?
No.
Okay. Well,
I'll show you emo.
Thanks for clearing that up. James comes to emo night and he's in the green room and reveals to everyone what just happened at Tom Sandoval's party. And everyone agrees that Sandoval has no more friends, and the only people that want to hang out with him are his employees, other people he pays, and Kyle Chan.
They're basically, Ariana is like, he has no one in his life being honest with him, which is true. I think he's surrounding himself with yes people.
Yeah, but Kyle Chan seems like a good friend.
Yeah, and Billy Lee seems like a good friend.
Okay, I feel like we have to, not for me.
That was me.
I love that.
Right? You feel like you have to what?
I feel like we need Kyle Chan and Billy Lee to be official friends of, because I need to know what they're saying about this. Like, Tom needs some friends of talking heads in his corner, because it's a little too, it's not balanced.
Bring Billy Lee back.
Yeah, like, I'm unclear why you're not just giving her friends of status, like, and having her weigh in, because part of the fun of seeing a delusional psychopath on Vanderpump Rules is that you also hear from their psychotic friends. And when we can't do that, it's just like you're not fleshing it out enough.
I didn't realize this, but I guess after Sandoval fucked Kristen in Tom's bed, he used his shirt to wipe his dick off.
James,
sorry.
And he used Tom's condoms to fuck Kristen. Let's be real. None of you used any condoms. No. Come on.
But using someone's pack of condoms is not as bad as wiping your dick on their shirt. Like, that's literally like a dog pissing on. They're nasty.
They're a nasty bunch.
Guys are fucked up.
But also, like,
it's also like kind of gay.
It's very queer coded.
Mm-hmm.
And just like imagining being in Tom Sandoval's apartment with that carpet and like
fucking
the AC units and a popcorn ceiling and like it's hot and like begging someone to fuck you in there is like depraved.
Mm-hmm. And then like coming and being like, I need some disgusting dirty shirt.
Being like covered in like pubes and like kind of sticky sweat. And like you have a little bit of cum coming down your leg. You're like, fuck, I have to get a plan B because you definitely didn't use a condom. And then you might also have like been on the last stages of your period. So it's a little messy.
Oh my God.
But that's like, that is the kind of place where you just have like horned up period sex. No shame.
No shame.
It's fun. But like,
To have it in that apartment. Like,
it's a little bit bloody cum vibes mm-hmm. on the dick.
And James is like, let me get this shirt. I've got this. I'll wipe it on. I'll wipe my innards on his shirt.
I'll wipe my penis off on his shirt.
I'm going to wipe my dick off on his shirt. That'll be fun. And then he'll smell it. I want him to smell it. And Kristen's like, okay.
Kristen's like, fuck yeah, rock and roll. Kristen like lights up his cig. It's kind of hot.
It is, but it's also
also so sick.
It's depraved.
That apartment was a depraved den of sinful sex.
Yeah. Isn't that where she got sucked Jax's dick?
Yeah. They banged to drive.
While Sandoval
everyone from the entire cast. Because Sandoval, Schwartz, and Jax all used to live in that apartment together. And Jax just lived in the living room with a sheet. And they called all the girls that he plowed sheet girls. And they all... So it's safe to say all those three have fucked in there. James, Kristen have fucked in there. Ariana's fucked in there.
Let's be... I think we're being a little generous with Schwartz. I don't think he ever finished.
And... probably Katie's fucked in there. You're all connected by this. That is their True Detective Night Country whale tunnel.
The amount of loads.
What if in True Detective?
The amount of loads baked into that carpet and the hot.
It's a crispy
sun.
Carpet.
It's a crispy carpet. It is rock hard. Like you could shatter it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've never had Stanley Steamer come in and.
It's kind of, it pokes your feet as you walk over it. If you dare to go barefoot in there.
I mean.
It's prickly. It's like walking on a little cactus.
Laura Lee might have fucked in there at that brunch.
I mean, we don't even know, like, anyone could have fucked in there. But what if in True Detective Night Country in the final episode, they drive and drive and drive through the Alaskan tundra and they come up on the cave and they descend into the whalebone cave, but it really is just Tom's old apartment.
That's where it is. Wait, I loved when they're back at emo night and Lala goes, I don't understand any of this. And
I'm like, with her.
I love that.
Hashtag, I'm with her. I don't get it. People are loving it, though.
Tom also looks like he's rolling.
Schwartz?
Sandoval. His eyes
at his party.
Black. And Schwartz comes over and he goes, all right, dude, I'm going to go to emo night. And Tom's like, all right, man, thanks. So it means a lot that you came, dude.
I know, a bad look. Meanwhile, at emo night, Katie's like losing her mind. Bless you. And James goes, look at Katie. Look at Katie. He's having the time of his life. Sheena performs her screamo version of Good as Gold.
She goes, I wanted to be more like, I never wanted to be like a pop star per se. I wanted to be more like Gwen Stefani and Fergie with like their boys in the band.
I love that.
She's a guy's girl.
She's such a guy's girl.
She sings her emo cover.
I want Sheena to like achieve her Fergie truth. I think it's doable.
Like remember when Gwen Stefani like did Questionably,
I think that she's set the bar exactly like as high as it should be, and I feel like someone needs to hire Sheena to sing the national anthem at a very big sporting event.
I'd watch it. Billie Lee hands Tom his cake. She's the lady of his life.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, howdy to all you cowboys, cowgirls, cowthays, and cowthems. I'm here to tell you that Sup Goes West, our live show spectacular, starts in 2 weeks. That's a fortnight to all you smart folks.
Well, we've got our first roundup on February 25th in Los Angeles. Then we'll be hitching our wagon to the best steeds this side of the Colorado and heading on out to Oklahoma City for a March 1st gig. Then on down to the Lone Star State, of course, for shows in Dallas-Fort Worth on March 2nd, and the state capital, Austin, on March 4th.
And just when you thought we were all tuckered out and ready to hang our hats and bid you farewell, what in tarnation? No siree! We head on back to California for a show on March 16th in the woke capital of the United States, Berkeley. Ever heard of it?
The Gold Rush never stops. And neither does Sexy Unique Podcast. Yeehaw!
Tickets are on sale now, so head on over to sexyuniquepodcast.com and get some for you and your loved ones. Doctor's orders! That's sexyuniquepodcast.com for a clean bill of health and tickets to see us live.
Tom reveals that everyone in his life received threats.
Billy was called transphobic things, which I believe.
Oh, totally.
Kyle
Chan's life was threatened. Imagine, like, threatening a random jeweler because they're friends with someone that, like, cheated on someone.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, going online and threatening Kyle Chan.
Or just being, like, transphobic in the name of...
Like, you got so angry that Tom Sandoval had sex with Raquel Leviss behind Ariana Maddox's back, that you logged onto Instagram, found Billie Lee, and went on a transphobic tirade against her. And then you said, that'll really show them. And you logged off.
It's just funny. It's like...
It's crazy.
It's funny to me that these Bravo, these like morally self-righteous Bravo fans... are probably like her lobbing like transphobic insults at someone and but then being like,
but in the name of justice.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I forgot Billie Lee is a comedian.
Me too.
And then you sent me one of her clips and she was actually,
yeah, she was pretty funny.
Kind of funny.
Yeah. Raquel didn't text Tom on his birthday and Billie Lee calls her Raquel.
She says, you know, we'll be at a comedy show and you'll just run out when Raquel calls you and you're at her beck and call and you need to like protect yourself right now and move away from her and focus on yourself.
Which Billie Lee goes, she's healing and now this is about you healing.
Tom goes, man, I was really expecting her to call me on my birthday, but I guess she's just figuring her own things out.
Yeah, she dropped your ass.
She's in an asylum.
I listened to the latest Rogue episode. She dropped a mini-sode today, but I listened to like a longer episode yesterday.
Yeah.
And she reveals, also the episode title was incredible. It was, does Tom really even know what love is? Rogue once again. And she had a pastor on who's an expert about love bombing. And she talks about her love bombing.
Pastor?
Yeah. It was like weirdly like Christian coded. It was a bit.
I think Raquel's perhaps found God.
I think she's like open. But she's learning a lot.
She's mosaic curious.
What she said, though, is that Tom tried to get her to leave the insane asylum early and was saying, like, get out of there. Like, you don't need this insane asylum. Like, you're good. Like, you've got this, girl.
Really fucked up.
I know. And that's when she and her therapist decided to block his ass.
Good.
And she stopped talking to him and never responded to another text message ever again.
She's at, like, the greatest rehab for codependency, like, in the world. And he's asking her... come away with me back to my horrific life in the valley. And she's, you know what I mean? Expecting her to be like, okay.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He really thought like he was just going to have Ariana 2.0.
No, she found the Meadows.
She went rogue.
The next day,
Katie comes to Tom and Ariana's.
They play this like fake ass Santa Gold song. It's like, I was like, is this Santa Gold? I was like,
the music has up leveled to like,
it's not her, but I was like, damn.
AI
yeah.
generated versions of songs that you might know.
Katie and Ariana are hungover as fuck and they're getting IVs.
Vain life.
Anne is cleaning up the whole house alone while Ariana sits there with Maya. And at first I was like, does she like talk to Anne? But I think she does. I think she's nice to Anne.
Yeah, when she's not threatening to call the cops on Tom, she's nice to Anne.
She said Anne's had to clean up everything.
Anne's like an industry plant in this show.
Anne's gone rogue, apparently.
Yeah.
She has a podcast about like...
something or the other.
People are all just... I mean, they are really...
The marketers are marketing.
They're suckling off. They're draining Tom. They're draining Scandoval of its last drip of blood.
Of its last like pre-cum drops.
It's like in Hocus Pocus when they go... like they're draining Scandoval.
Yeah. So the girls get IVs. And meanwhile, Lisa is at Pump.
Alone in the
state of disarray.
In the ruins of Pump, which... at this point, with all its messy, chaotic...
it kind of just looks like normal.
It looks like a ruin of something. It kind of looks like a Sarah McLachlan video from the 90s.
And then you see also, like, seeing all the chairs forward-facing in natural sunlight is very jarring, because it's like, you see how stained they are.
She's on the phone with Ken, and her name for Ken on her phone is Husband.
She goes, "We had a good run. We had a good run. What if we made a mistake?"
She goes, "Have we done the right thing?
What if we made a mistake, my darling?" He goes, "What do you mean?"
And she goes, "Well, if we could go back in time, we could tell the rent to stay what it was."
Damn. And they just reminisce on yesteryear together.
And then Sandoval comes in with flowers and he goes, "Hey, dude."
And Lizzie goes, "Oh, fuck, I have to go."
She sits down
and she goes, "How are you?"
Yeah, she basically is like, "I don't understand why you're still living together."
Yeah, and she does tell him like the gentlemanly thing to do is to move out and sell the house and move on with your life. Which is true. He goes, "Or one of us could keep it." And it's like, you dumb little bitch. Like, just fucking let it go.
Just move.
Accept the consequences for your actions and let it go.
He goes, his eyes, I think he got some kind of like lid lift or something, because his eyes are extra bugging.
I think he's just like very thin and like he's freaked out.
He goes, "Oh," he's like, "I put so much money." I'm just like, "We know. You put money into some renovation. You got new floors.
That's what you do when you get a house.
That's what you do when you get a fucking house. You're the one who decided to fuck her, this, your, you know, common law spouse's friend. So you naturally must leave.
It's over.
It's over, bitch. It's never going to be the same as it was. You got to just leave. Give her the house. She might sell it immediately. But you need to just go start over again."
I don't understand. Is not used to any consequences.
No.
I think that this is just someone that has never really had to bear the consequences of his own actions in the 10 years that he's been on TV, at least.
His whole life. He's lived, I think, a hot bubble.
Really thought he would get away with this and like skip off into the sunset and lie about it in the same way he did like 10 years ago.
And get to keep the house.
And get to like keep the house. But it's like, his world is falling apart because he realizes that, like, he's not going to get all the things that he thought he was going to get.
No, and he's existed in this, he's in the hot bubble. He can wear the worst clothes. And I think Ariana gave him credibility, but I think people just gave him a pass because he was hot.
Yeah, and he can be really embarrassing, but then you're also like, well, I do want to fuck him, so yeah, it's whatever.
So he's now, like, in this moment where he's like, wow, things are not going my way, and it's actually...
and everyone hates me.
And everyone hates me, and it's actually blowing my mind. And, like, I do think that the reaction to what... the ongoing, like, terroristic assault, like, threats against him, and, like, just...
is unhinged.
And I think, like, barring him from going into his own, like, place... Like, I think that's a... But with the house thing especially, he's a big dumb bitch. He needs to just leave. Give Ariana the house. You cheated on her. Naturally, you leave.
Yeah.
It's, like, in what world does he think, hey, I fucked your friend for a year, often in this house... Now you have to leave, and I'm, because I put a new floor in.
Yeah, and I'll buy you out, and I'll just stay here.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's a
give
true...
Give her the house.
Sorry, doll.
Sorry, doll. Like, you made
that's
your bed.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's what happens when you do what you do. So, like, I...
And you're not going to have the goodwill of some... It's not like you broke up amicably and then figured out a, like... amicable way of splitting up assets.
You shattered her world.
You literally, like, ruined this woman's life. She's had a depression bend for months and just figured out how to slick it back with a middle part to fool everyone. And you're not going to get to keep the house. I'm so sorry, but, like, that's that.
And he cannot accept,
I know,
that is that. He's sitting there truly shocked that people don't like him, because he's, his whole life, I bet, I don't know what he was like in high school. I'm sure he was popular in high school.
I worry for a man who...
is having a comeuppance this late in life.
Yeah. Who hasn't really experienced a that moment.
No, it's truly insane to me. And Lisa, I'm glad that she keeps being like, why... Like, she was even saying that in the Scandoval, like, episode. She's like, why are you still living together?
Yeah.
Get out of there. Leave. Go live with Schwartz.
Yeah, move in with Schwartz. Have your bachelor pad. Pick up the pieces of your shitty life.
Fuck
and
some,
like,
chic girls.
Move on. Yeah. Also, it's like, it just is, you can't always get what you want.
No, but he's not accepting that.
I know, but it's, I love watching
it. I do too, but it's actually blowing my mind that he thinks that this is, like, just how it is. I'm going to say, because I redid the floors or put, you know, what is that backsplash thing?
Who even cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. The excuses and the being like, oh, one of us can keep. It's like, no.
It's over. You're done, bitch. Get out.
But now he's really mad at Sheena because.
Oh, fuck you.
I know. Trying to turn it around on. This was like. So lame, but I love Sheena on the beat as per usual. Went on her podcast and was like, I think maybe something did happen with Billie Lee back in the day, and they both made a pact never to talk about it.
Well, it was the same day she called Tom to check on him about his friend passing away, and then she went on her pod and was like, Billie Lee and Tom fucked. And then she had a guy named Nima come on, who was Rachel's brief paramour when she was living at Sheena's house.
Said,
after
I'm
James.
About to do some hard-hitting journalism and have Nima on the pod.
I think this is a little fucked up.
Yeah.
She had this guy on who claimed that when she was living at Sheena's house during Mercury Poison Gate, she begged him to fuck her on Sheena's bed.
Where else were they supposed to
Yeah. But also, like, and Raquel
on
was...
On Summer Moon's bed?
Yeah, and Raquel was really upset and, like, called Tom and was, like, spiraling, and I think, like, was, like, threatening to kill herself or something, because she was just, like, another...
I think she was just upset.
Well, he kind of alluded to that.
I can't trust anything he
says. Yeah, you can't trust
says.
This fucker. But she was really...
I think he totally did infer to Raquel that he and Ariana were in an open relationship. And maybe he didn't use the exact words, open relationship, but I feel very confident that he's the kind of guy that would be, like... You know, we each do our own thing. Like, we don't ask questions. It's like, don't ask, don't tell. Like, she's done some stuff. I've done some stuff. Like, just alluding to, like, we're not 100% monogamous.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they are.
Yeah. Well, one of them
ostensibly.
Thinks, one of them thinks they are.
And then he's like, I've been suicidal. And then Lisa's like, what? Just. She goes, why are you just telling me that now?
He goes, I'm not just out here living my rock star dreams. It's grueling work. It's grueling. I was like,
yeah,
I love that. What a job. He goes, it's grueling work. I was battling suicide. And Lisa goes, no.
She goes, because she, you know, her brother
Her brother passed away.
Via suicide. And so she's very sensitive to that. LVP is activated in this
moment. Love, no, no.
She goes, no, no. She goes,
the suicide hotline and you go, hey, I'm just at the end of my rope. I'm thinking about suicide. And they go, no, no.
No, no. Honestly, that would shock me into life.
You'd be like, huh?
She goes, right now, you need to display utter sensitivity and contrition. And none of this speak of this thing I won't name. And she's just very shooketh by it.
She's like, I told you, if you ever thought that, you must tell me. And then you're not telling me, but now you are. And then apparently Tom said on Vile Files that when Sweet Lady Jane made a cake that said, fuck Sandoval, he called Kyle Chan and he made him come over and take all the guns out of the
Sweet Lady Jane drove
him to a place of Kyle Chan, come get the guns.
How many guns does he have?
I don't know. I was like, what, guns?
What's the army up for? Militia? Okay,
You have guns at the house?
One is enough. What does he have, like an AR-15?
I don't know, but I was like,
take all the guns, man. I love that that's what
pushed him over the edge. Just when Sweet Lady Jane turned on him, he said, Kyle Chan, come get these guns. I am not
trustworthy. Annie, get your gun.
Trustworthy. And I love, like, Kyle Chan of all people. Give Kyle Chan friend of. I need more of Kyle
Give
Chan.
Give him a medal. Like,
give him a goddamn
what a
medal.
Good guy.
He has been in the mix just giving people rings for years now, and we have never had the pleasure of really getting to know who Kyle Chan is, and I want to know.
That's called loyalty.
That is. He's a good friend.
When you're having to go over and get rid of...
If you have to get your suicidal friend's guns out of the house...
Because pushed to the brim. By
a cake.
But honestly, though, I'm thinking about it, and, like, I could see... Like, that, to me, kind of makes sense. Like, it's like, that is so arbitrary and just, like, abject that you would just see that and be like...
Yeah, it's one of those small things. It's kind of like Amazon charging $2.99.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing.
So Lala and...
I'm worried for Tom, though. Like...
I'm not. He's going to be fine.
I don't know. I don't know of a person who is experiencing what he's experiencing and having this, like, total tide shift that is... spurred to a place of Kyle Chan, come get my guns from Sweet Lady Jane turning on you. I don't, like, even if you're not actively having suicidal ideations, like,
no, it's you scary. Can,
like, what if you're just, like, self-medicating in a very harmful way after that?
Well,
I know, that's what I'm saying. And I'm like, I think that even if you're not expressing, like, vocalizing your urge to self-harm, you can still self-harm and, like, self-destruct. And I feel like we saw a person on the fucking brim on Vile Files, and I am worried.
No, I don't want anyone to, like...
I do not want anyone on Vanderpump Rules to die.
No, of course not. But I think... I do think that he's... We cannot forget, though, that he's incredibly manipulative. Like, I believe that even manipulative people... can have suicidal ideation. Like, when I was going through my addiction and at my most manipulative, like, I didn't really even have enough energy to be suicidal, but I was like, if I got hit by a car, I'd be fine.
Oh, when I was a freshman in high school, I, like, tried to commit suicide to get my parents to stop grounding me. So I get it.
Yeah.
But, like...
But it's...
But I'm just saying.
He's one to watch, but not in a good way.
Katie and Sheena meet for a meal, and Sheena is low-key talking like Kermit the Frog.
Well, first, Lala and Ariana go to a store that I need to go to. They have a plethora of candles.
They had some gifts that you had your eye on?
Yeah. I thought it was the gift store at first.
No, it wasn't.
It's not as... I mean, it was a little love budge there. And then Katie and Sheena meet for drinks, and Katie sits down, and she's...
Katie's like...
Everyone's like... One annoying thing that I'm like... I need it to stop is like the sober curious. It's like either shit or get off the pot. Drinking a beer at one beer a day does not make a sober person.
Yeah. Stopping drinking for 3 weeks is like you just didn't drink for 3 weeks. Yeah. That's like a pretty normal thing to do.
I can't. So they meet for drinks to sort of like settle, smooth things out.
She goes, do you have a good mocktail you recommend?
Yeah, her voice.
Her voice is true Kermie mode.
She goes, I'll have. She goes, a mocktail I will have.
She goes, speaking of, I do just want to apologize again for inviting him.
About Schwartz to Katie. Her calm Zoloft vibe has manifested in a Kermy energy.
Katie is going on a date with Sheena's bandmate, in quotes, aka like some dude that recorded that Screamo song.
Well, best of luck to
you. I don't really give a shit. I
feel like that's not going to pan out.
And we know that what's coming this season is that
Sheena's babysitter is going to kiss both Tom and Katie.
No, but we found out that Sheena kissed Schwartz.
But did she? I think that that's clever editing to make it seem like it was Sheena that kissed Schwartz, but it really is someone else.
Okay.
I'm going to need way more Scandivals. I need another Scandival.
Well, we head on over to Vanderpump Dogs, which always brings fear to my... a chill runs down my spine every time I see that place.
Like, people work there from 9 to 5 surrounded by the stench of piss day in, day out.
The director of marketing. I'm like, who's this?
She's selling sunset vibes.
Yeah. I was like, God. Schwartz brings his two dogs in to get groomed.
And he sits down for a big old talk with LVP.
This is sad. His one of the triplets, Bert, has cirrhosis of the liver because he's...
a big old alcoholic.
So I guess he got... Schwartz is really worried because he said a few years ago he got jumped outside of a club and it like never... he was never the same after it. And he turned to drinking. He keeps saying he developed a dependence on it. I'm like, he's an alcoholic.
These people, like, I love them still not really understanding like what addiction is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've just never encountered like a group of people that are so... unclear and unaware when it comes to like addiction.
Yeah, it's very strange
that truly like addiction runs through these people's veins. Like, that's like part of what makes Vanderpump Rules one of the best shows, is because they're pretty much all alcoholics and like drug addicts in their own ways.
But to have cirrhosis of the liver in your 20s, like, you have to be really...
they might be in their 30s. Okay. Either way, it's
like Mother God. It's Mother God.
It ain't good.
I feel bad.
Has he tried colloidal silver?
Schwartz loves those triplets. Those are the only people he loves.
Brothers.
So he's worried about that. And then
I'm sad for him.
She said, Lisa's like, I'm worried about Sandoval. He said he was suicidal. And she leans in and she goes, that scared the daylights out of me. And then Lisa goes, I'm opening up a restaurant in Tahoe, Wolf Tahoe, which is a new Vanderpump eatery.
She goes, why don't you try and get them all together? Why don't you try to get everyone in Tahoe?
She goes, it's going to be the hardest place in Tahoe.
This is also the Tahoe trip where I believe they're trying to lure Raquel back.
With Graham, which is so sick.
Sick.
It's fucked up.
Also, I'm just like, this is so produced.
The Graham thing is despicable. Truly, it almost makes me like I almost can't even watch these people.
It's going to be the hottest restaurant on the border of California and Nevada.
Now Tahoe will forever remind me of that show, American Nightmare. The French.
Oh, yeah. That guy. His little cabin of horrors.
So, see you next Tuesday is upon us at Sur. We head back to Fart Palace. And Lala's corset is...
I was like, how does she even sit?
Cinched.
How could she even like stand up from a seated position? You'd have to be pulled up.
She's like this.
She's Pinocchio.
I'm like, God.
I know. She's cinched to the gods. Schwartz comes and sits with everyone. She goes, are you just popping in or were you invited?
He goes,
I live for that.
He goes, I was sort of just came on my own. And she goes, oh, love that.
More. Yeah. I need more people being mean to Schwartz. Mm-hmm. It gives me life.
Schwartz looks like shit.
Yeah, he goes, Lala, I actually brought you a gift because, like, I'm sober curious and, like, this is, like, a nootropic. Like, you should try it. It has no booze in it. And then Allie goes, that's what I'm doing right now, also being sober curious.
And Lala goes, I don't recognize any of this. I don't recognize California sober or sober curious, but do a you, boo. And I was like, I feel you.
Yeah.
Shit or get off the pot. I'm sorry. I'm probably like alienating people listening.
Well, it's like normal to be to like not drink for long periods of time.
That's
and like
okay.
experience
That's great.
Like sobriety. Like, it's abnormal to drink every single day.
Yeah.
I'm also Allie like, goes, you bitches need to drink because I'm snoozing. Yeah, I'm pushing the snooze button on this show. You better fucking gulp up.
Everyone's sober except Katie and Ariana.
Katie's drinking a mocktail last scene. I'm going to need some bitches to get on heroin on this show because if you're not going to drink, you better be smoking some crack.
And do you have a mocktail? Do you have?
Do you have a mocktail? Do you have a mocktail? Can I
buy it? By any perchance, do you have a mocktail, sir?
My goodness, can I look at the mocktail?
My goodness, do you have a mocktail?
Can I look at the
mocktail
menu, please?
Please, do you have a mocktail, please?
Angelina Jolie and Katie Maloney show up to sir, and the camera bulbs are flashing.
The they paparazzi go,
ma'am, look over here, look over here. And she goes...
The paparazzi is out in
Princess Diana herself descends on sir. They have never known royalty of these ranks before. The walls have never seen royalty like this.
It's crazy to see just the flashes.
The flashes are wild.
How many people were out there, do you think? A lot?
I don't know.
Hordes.
The absolute, like...
It's staggering.
I was like, the one place I will be staying away from during this entire kerfuffle is sir. Like, I can... happily spend the rest of my life never going to sir again.
We should have gone then.
No, people were going. I got so many texts that were like, we're going to see you next Tuesday. And I was like, that's what you
been.
Think. It used to be fun back in the day when it was like very fledgling.
It's like the Gaga song when in her VMA performance when she started paparazzi with, that's it, will I die from those flashing lights? And it goes into her like,
they go, Diana, Diana, Princess of Wales.
Your Royal Highness, Your Royal Highness. I watch a lot of like Diana entering videos.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hear, it's like mid-80s. Your Royal Highness, Your Royal Highness, Your Royal Highness.
That's the vibe. That's the vibe of this grand entrance into sir.
So they all sit down. And Sandoval comes in with Kyle Chan.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
The nicest friend in all of California.
Schwartz is like laying the fucking groundwork for the stupid Tahoe trip. And then Kyle Chan and Tom arrive and Sandoval is out of his gourd.
He sits at a two top and he sits down and he goes, man, this is the first time having dinner at Sir in a while. I was like, why would you break that streak?
I was like, hee-oh.
He goes, man, it feels good to be back. It's so weird to be back. Imagine if that was like your alma mater. Man, I haven't had this in a while. You're lucky. Why would you?
That's a blessing.
That's a blessing, bitch.
I love it. Sheena. Sheena's whole vibe.
Sheena's literally like this, the whole.
She's like this.
Schwartz goes, you're kind of giving me, Britain, kind of looking like Britney.
She goes, yeah. She leans in. She goes, Sandoval just walked in. Yeah, he's here with Kyle Chan. Sheena's fierce. She's entered the Matrix.
Her heart is pounding because she's ready to... She's planning
She knows
her...
she has to film a scene.
Yeah.
And they're like, Sheena, just walk... What we're going to ask you to do is just like walk through the room on the way to the bathroom. Also, the way where she walks from...
Well, first, yeah. Ariana Schwartz is outside and Ariana... She tries talking to Ariana and she goes, Schwartz, I gave up on you a long time ago. You're a lost cause.
Well, no. This is very, very much later. My goodness. Wow. Skipping ahead, trying to get it over with. Okay. Why don't we go in the chronological chain of events?
Wow.
Sando and Kyle sit down at their two-top, and they're talking about everything Sandoval's been through, the death of his friend Ali, who every time they mention him, all I can think about is Sheena going, he was really into brisket.
He went with us to Coachella and was really into brisket.
He was really into brisket. And Jesse comes over to film with them. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, it's been that. Because I truly believe like no one else will go film with him. So they have to recruit like truly someone that's going to get a day rate for this scene. And Jesse's like, you know, I had to unfollow you on Instagram because I didn't want to be attached to any of the decisions that you made. And I was like, okay.
And then I was like, hey, man, it takes a lot to come over to me right now. So I really appreciate. And then they hug.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry you had to go through that, brother. This is literally their like Ukraine war.
It's the most polarizing thing that's ever happened to this group of people.
But this is truly like trench warfare that these people are dealing with, where they're going, Sandoval.
But honestly, when
I had to unfollow you because I just couldn't be attached to your actions.
But honestly, when I think about Scandoval, I get like giddy, because it was like the first two days of it, it was exciting. I was truly shocked.
I've never known such excitement, such thrill.
I was literally like imagining this.
It was lurid. It was positively lurid.
Man, I'm sorry, brother.
I'm sorry, brother. I put you through hell. This is truly like Vietnam vets at this point.
Schwartz is really trying to get everyone galvanized to go to Tahoe.
He's like, I am inviting everyone. I am inviting Sandoval. But like, I figured since you guys are in the same house already, it won't be that awkward, he says to Ariana. And she's like, what the fuck? We have a mediator. We have a slave that has to be our go-between so that we never run into each other. And then Lala begins prophesizing. She goes, he will devastate you, talking about Sandoval.
To Schwartz.
She goes, you will see it coming and you will be like, I should have gotten out of there when I first knew, but he will destroy you.
It was Dubois quoted.
He will desecrate you.
Yeah. He will shit in your mouth. That's what she says.
I was like,
Schwartz then.
Schwartz will like it.
Also, this is when you see Schwartz's true essence come out, when he's a bitch.
I was also waiting for him to really turn, because I love it when he gets pushed to the edge in his true colors show, but he actually did show a shred of restraint here. Ariana goes, I gave up on you a long time ago and my life is better for it, which I was like, oof.
She goes, you're a lost cause.
And he goes, okay, you're not the queen of the group. Like, chill out. And I go, sorry, doll. She is.
She is.
She very much is.
And then Schwartz goes, okay. He goes,
that's how we all feel. And Lala's like, yeah. And I was like, babe, this is how this group works. There's one queen and the other girls fall in line behind the queen. And then what the queen says goes.
And then he looks to Katie, I think, for some sort of like, and she looks at him. She goes, I don't know what you want me to tell you. And I was like, Katie's fully done with him. Mm-hmm. And he just goes, all right. Then his like true hatred of women comes out. And he's like, okay, cool, guys. Yeah, you're all really right. Yeah. Cool.
But he looks really upset. And I was like, crucify him.
He came with like a little rugby kind of shirt on. Wanted to charm his way.
I'm here for just people shitting on him for the rest of the season. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Put his back up against the wall.
Make him cry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Haze him. It's time. It's time for the Toms to get hazed.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not the... What a little kid thing to say.
You're not the queen of the group. She is, though.
She is. She's on Broadway.
She's Lady Diana.
Princess Diana of the group.
She is ascended.
Step in line.
She literally is the Princess of Wales.
Yeah. And you, sir, are a papa.
Are merely a peasant.
You're a courtesan.
You're a court jester, not even that.
And he goes, oh, okay.
Her ladies in waiting have spoken. And you?
He will devastate you. He will piss in your eyeball. And he's like, that sounds great.
He goes, I would drink it.
Yeah.
I drink the piss.
He does it anyway.
He goes, I like it. We need Jax back. Jax would be great in this situation.
I don't want to watch The Valley. Ugh.
I'm really scared of The Valley. Like,
are we gonna recap it?
Probably for bonus episodes, or maybe we'll do like mini episodes of it. But like, these AI generated like cast members of The Valley, like, whomst are they? They scare me. They ignite a deep fear that I've never felt before.
It's fight or flight when
they're
not
real.
No, I literally...
That motherfucker over there is not real. That's me whenever I see the Valley trailer and see, like, Janet or, like, Tiffany. I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
I'm literally, like...
I literally put, like, a helmet on and I get my, like, freak out bag. Yeah. And I load the gun. I put like go Rambo,
no,
put bullets around
it.
Myself and I board up the house and I say, who the fuck are these people?
No, I'm literally like head for the hills, guys. It's coming. We need to evacuate now. When I see Janet.
They are.
That is a. They are. I'm. These.
This
people,
is the Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
This is not real.
Are these side characters in the Valley?
That's like, we're on. We are on the run now.
Like the Valley is like a coded message from the government. That's like the big one is coming. Like,
oh my god, I'm
it's
scared.
2012. It's like California is about to break off yeah. and float away into the Pacific Ocean the day that the Valley premieres.
I am Tiffany. You didn't
like. I truly believe that they are. Robot people.
They are. I am Tiffany.
They'll go,
hello.
Jackson, Brittany, would you like to come over for a drink tonight and talk about fun stuff, just silly friend stuff in the Valley? I also live here.
In the Valley.
They go, what did you get in a fight about last night?
That motherfucker.
Like, they are only allowed to say three lines.
No, it's, I was activated when I saw it. I was like, this is, we are.
Who are they?
I don't know.
Like, I'm ready to buy a satellite phone and find out, like, Andy Cohen's phone number and satellite phone him and go, who the fuck are these people?
Who the fuck is Janet?
I'm ready to kidnap Andy Cohen. Like, nab him from the streets in a van, bag over the head, grab him into the van, ride, and then I go, all right, Andy, it's the fucking time has come. Who the fuck are these people in the Valley? Like, shine a light in his face and force him to tell us what secrets the government... This is nothing good can come of this.
They're FBI agents.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's really fucked up.
It's deeply fucked up. It's unsettling. It's not okay. And what horrors await, we'll never know until it's too late.
So Sheena plans her big... her big drive-by where she... walks to the bathroom and just so happens to walk directly by the two-top.
Sheena goes...
And he goes, hey.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
He goes... No, first, Sandoval gets up. He sits up from it. He goes, hey, Sheena. Good to see you. And she goes...
It stops her in her tracks. Goes, and the music goes... Boom. She goes...
Her lips curl. She curls her
because
lips.
She wants to laugh, I think. But not then. Then she is playing. The director goes, you're going to walk by Sandoval in this scene. He's going to shout at you. He's going to say hi. You won't even see it coming, not even from a mile away. The fear will stop you in your tracks. Ready? Action. And Kyle Chan goes, hey, Sheena. And she goes, hi. And Sandoval goes, hey, Sheena. And she goes, can we talk for a sec? Do you mind if we talk for a little bit? And she goes, I won't do this. Not here. Not now. Not in front of all these people. We have to take it out somewhere else. Somewhere away from the crowds. We have to go. We have to go right now.
She goes,
we have to go to the alley.
And then she goes, I'm going to go take a shit right now. But but when I'm done, we'll meet me out in the back alley. Which I was like,
I'm going to go take a crap.
I went like this. When I found out that they were going to the alley of Sir, I went like this.
I come when I see that alley.
They set up and there's like random drinks.
It's an alley filled with memories.
She comes out, still wearing her sunglasses, and she goes,
and he goes, hey, your sunglasses remind me of something. It's like really kind of like 2000s. She goes, yeah, Y2K.
This is actually, she goes, I was actually going for a Y2K look. She goes, I was actually going for a Y2K look.
She goes, a Y2K look I am going for.
And he goes like this. He goes. That's it.
He goes, yes.
Yes.
This is actually a Y2K sweater from my friend Ali. She goes, the one who's into brisket?
That was such a like manipulative thing to wear the shirt.
To wear like a dead man sweater.
He goes, I went and I got it out of his closet after he died.
And she goes,
it cannot phase Miss Shay.
Okay.
She goes, and?
And? What do you want me to say about that?
Yes, and? He goes, hey, I got you like a vodka soda. I know you love those. And she goes, I'm 3 weeks sober today, actually.
She goes, actually, I'm 3 weeks sober today.
And he goes, oh, man, I had a feeling that you were probably sober. And she goes, yeah, 3 weeks. These people.
I had a feeling you were sober.
No, you're right. Like, I had a feeling you were sober. I love him. Yeah.
3 weeks. 3 weeks today.
There would be people who would be like, I stopped drinking. I haven't drank for a week. Like, people, like, friends would, like, brag about that kind of thing. And I'd be like, okay, fucking, what do you want to call the newspaper?
Yeah.
And to put Let's a front page news?
Yeah.
Like, good for you. Oh, my God. It's been a week. Congratulations, gold medal.
Congratulations. You have not drank in 8 days, which, you know.
That's a normal thing to do.
But if you are, like, an addict, like, that's a big feat. But I don't think Sheena's an addict.
Yeah, but, like, 3 weeks.
She was 3 weeks today?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
She's still wearing her sunglasses, and he's like, hey, man, so, like, I miss you, man.
She is, well, I didn't appreciate being blocked.
And he's like, oh, you have to understand, man. Like, everyone was turning on me. I had to defend myself. I was just going through a lot that day, man, when Ali died. And I just, like, I couldn't handle it, man.
He goes, I've apologized to you so heartedly, man.
Man.
And
she goes, well, was it good enough?
There are many more people you have to apologize. He goes, I would love to talk to Ariana, man.
But man, like... I would love to talk to Ariana. I would love to talk to Ariana, doll. She's a rock star now. She's Lady Diana. I can't get close to
her.
Can't
penetrate her security.
He's like, man, she's got SWAT teams out. I can't get past her security, man. They're foolproof.
Literally, all he would have to do is, like,
walk down the hall,
knock on her door, yeah, and be like, man.
Hey, man, can I sit down, dude? And she's like, dude, you need to take this into your own hands. I can't help you.
You need to be truly sorry. And he goes, well, it's fucked up that you had these people on your podcast. Like, just so you know, that really hurt her when you had Nima on and goes, said that.
The best line reading ever.
I just want you to know that. But she said it, Tom.
Give this bitch an Oscar now.
But she said it, Tom.
That is Emmy worthy.
She goes, I have to go back. She goes, I have to go back to my daughter. I love when she says, like, I love when someone on a reality show goes, I need to go back to my children.
Everyone loves to get on their kid's high horse whenever they're done with you. And, like, they're like, I actually have to go back to my kids now. Like, okay.
And then the entire Uber ride back to Marina, Sheena was like this.
She gets in, the guy goes, Sheena? And she goes, yeah. He goes, going to Marina Del Rey? And she goes, certainly.
Well, I think so. Sometimes I'm like,
a man also is in the wide shot, just a rogue man is filming them on the phone.
They can't the escape.
Alley. It's so crazy.
Someone that's a gay that knows, like, that's where the alley is. That's where I would go.
But, like, there's always just a filmer now in the background.
Yeah.
It's too crazy.
It's too much. Sometimes I imagine, like, these people, I, like, can't imagine them sleeping. So I just imagine them.
They're getting filmed.
No, I just imagine them powering off.
Hmm. They shut themselves in a closet and plug themselves in.
Sheena goes like this.
Sheena sleeps with her eyes open. She goes, okay, good night, Brock.
Good night.
Good night, Summer Moon. Good night, Brock.
So we leave on this emotional note.
He goes, I miss Sheena.
Because I miss our friendship, our 14 years of friendship.
She's nothing but heart, man. And I miss her.
I miss that crazy dude.
And then it goes, if you or someone you know are struggling with thoughts of suicide, please call. I was like,
that should have been at
the... I was like, everyone I know is struggling with thoughts of suicide.
Yeah,
what?
Who isn't?
Everyone who watched VPR from season one onward has struggled with thoughts of suicide.
I was also like, this should have been on every single episode
from the jump.
Or, like, if you were struggling with addiction, call, like...
This disclaimer, yeah, like, should have been played before and after episode one. Yeah. It should have tracking shot Sheena walking into Sir and then flashed to black and was like, if you or anyone you know is struggling with suicide,
don't
please call this number right the fuck now.
I gotta go back to Summer Moon.
Well, I have to go back to Summer Moon.
I have to go back to Marina Del Rey. See you at the beach.
I like Zoloft Sheena. Zoloft Sheena is all about sunglasses, Summer Moon, and being cool, calm, and collected, and doing line deliveries.
It's what she said.
And acting.
It's what she said, Tom.
That was Julia Roberts level.
It was. I got the chills.
Yeah.
I'm ready for, like, Tahoe, I'm ready for Sandoval to be in the mix and just get fucking eviscerated by the ladies in waiting.
I need him in every scene, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not interested in anyone else's anything.
I'm interested in Sheena going like this.
I hope she just only wears those glasses for the rest of the season, every single scene she's in.
I'd love it. This was a good episode. Better than last episode.
Yeah, I'm just like a little bit bored.
You're
like
worried.
I need more excitement, yeah. Or like even just like a tease of something happening.
It will.
But I am compelled by Sandoval.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's giving me at least like something to
if only we hate had Raquel. Watch.
I know. It's criminal that we don't have her. They really fucked up. That's also like,
hey, Raquel, it's Gina. You should come back on the show.
Get back here. 3 weeks sober.
They also can't be sober.
No.
No. It should be in their contract that they have to drink.
You must relapse.
Mm-hmm. Dolls.
Let's do a cult shout out to our...
We dropped one from the cult since yesterday. The cult life isn't for everyone. Mm-hmm.
That's always what happens whenever someone like is excited about a number they've reached of like followers. You literally...
Someone goes, I'm divesting.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
You won't get your name called then. Mm-hmm. Gina Sapienza.
Sapienza.
Sarah Elizabeth. Lucy from London.
Lucy from London, doll.
Lady Lucy.
Lady Lucy, Lady Diana.
Over here, over here.
Over here.
Brooke Johansson.
Brooke Johansson.
Rachel Knight.
Rachel McAdams.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Danielle McMillan.
McMillan.
Lady Swamp Witch.
Gives no fucks.
Lazara.
Lazara.
Malzatov.
Malzatov.
Mary.
Mary.
Mike Earhart.
Mike Earhart.
Carrie Oaks.
Carrie Oaks.
Sharon Baum.
Sharon Baum. Realtor. Realtor.
The only realtor in the game.
The only one.
Timothy Shield.
Timothy Chalamet.
Claire Worsley.
Claire Worsley.
Owsley.
Owsley.
Mariah Kay.
Mariah Kay.
Kathy West.
Kathy. Diane Wiest.
Rochelle Martino.
Rochelle Martino.
Kit Moore.
Kit Moore.
Hillary.
Hillary.
Orlando.
Orlando.
Patron of the Fart.
Patron of the Farts.
Nick Sedaris.
Sedaris.
Emily.
Emily.
Kim Lucas.
Kim Lucas and Jeffrey Pradama Pradama Pradama. Guys, tickets are on sale for our Sup Goes West tour.
Go to sexyuniquepodcast.com and get a ticket now.
They're going like hotcakes.
And you won't want to miss this show. It's going to be really fun.
Love and light.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.